an EU deal for Cyprus with Russians, footing a chunk of the bill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison, in for Jeremy Hobson. There is a deal in place for a $13 billion bailout of Cyprus as of very early this morning. Those with large deposits in Cypriot banks are essentially funding this bailout. They could be hit with losses around 30%. There's an awful lot of Russian money involved, so the news is not playing well in Moscow. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg is there. Hello, Steve.
Hello there.
So we just saw this reaction from Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. Quote, the stealing of what has already been stolen continues. Strong words even in translation. Well, what exactly does this deal mean for the Russian money that's in Cyprus?
Strong words they were, although it wasn't immediately clear what he meant by them. What does it mean for the Russians in Cyprus? It means they're going to be paying a lot of money. There is a suspicion, which is growing here, has been growing over the last couple of weeks, really, that the aim of this EU bailout is to target Russian money on Cyprus. And I think there's incredible irritation in Moscow that the terms of the EU bailout mean there will be large losses on big deposits, some of which, perhaps many of which, will be Russian money.
So talk about what Russian money is in Cyprus and why. There is obviously the perception that it's mostly suspect riches of billionaire oligarchs. What exactly is there?
There's a lot of money. You're right, there has been a suspicion in recent years that Cyprus has been used for money laundering by rich Russians. But there are also credible businesses there. Now, the Russian authorities would say, well, hey, this is a great example of why you should keep your money at home in Russian banks. And in fact, the Russian Prime Minister has even come up with the idea of creating Russia's own offshore zone, tax haven, in the Far East. When it becomes possible and when the banks reopen in Cyprus, I expect that a lot of Russian businessmen are going to be moving a lot of Russian money elsewhere.
Okay, the BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.